capitalists select the best companies to invest in?
There's no real hard and fast rule here, and it's certainly more of an art than a science. However, there are three areas that a venture capitalist will look at. A venture capitalist will look at the market, it will look at the industry, and they will look at the management team. Now, the market is an important area because as an investor, I want to invest in a business which is selling product into a fast-growing market, a large and fast-growing market. Because as an investor, if I invest £1 million, I want to make £5 million as my return. So that means I need to invest in a market that is growing very quickly. And the market, it's important to note, is all about the buyers. So who is going to buy my product? At what price are they going to buy it? The second area is industry. And the industry is all about the sellers. So it's all about the competition. So if you're Renault, you're competing against Volkswagen, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz, for example. So as an entrepreneur starting a business, I need to make sure that I have a lot of competitive advantage. And in many cases, I deal with technology companies. That means I need to have some intellectual property or some patents which protect my technological advantage. So the second area is industry. And the final area, which I think is the most important, is the area of the management team. And management teams are very difficult to assess, but venture capitalists look at three areas. They look at the experience of the management team, i.e. how well do they understand the market and the industry that they're going into. They look at the ability of the management team to execute on their business plan. So if they've said they're going to create a business with revenues of £10 million, as an investor, how much do I trust that view? And finally, which is a very subjective area, is does this individual manager have the personal commitment to deliver on this plan? Are they willing to work 24 hours a day to ensure that my £1 million turns into £5 million?